Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Gina Latuca with the SPCA serving Erie County is in studio with us this morning, and I've never seen a news sound like this. The name Zig Zagoon. This should be a Kentucky Derby horse tomorrow.
He should, or a character on Sesame Street.
Oh, I didn't. The Derby horse would have been a good one. Yes. I was thinking like a Disney song from Mary Poppins or something.
Yeah.
I was thinking Sesame Street.
Zig Zigamy, Zig 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 Zigaroo.
As the magic ensues. Yeah. This dog, I'll tell you what, he just flounces around the shelter. He really does look like that. I have to think of the Sesame Street character, Snuffleupagus, who flounced around. 50 pounds. I don't know. Take your best guess at what breed you think could be in there, because I would say a little sheepdog, a little schnauzer, a little poodle.
For sure, sheepdog. He's got that shaggy dog look.
Yeah.
Looks like a chimney sweep.
Yeah, that's right. Right back to Mary Poppins. I like how you brought that all around.
Oh, what a fun dog, though, this looks like.
Great dog. You know, we don't know much about its history, so we can only tell you what we've witnessed at the SPCA. Seems okay with other dogs, but we don't know that for a fact. We don't know how he is with cats. We know he needs a little bit of work on a leash. We're working with different types of harnesses for him, and he's responding beautifully. We're estimating that he's only about 3 years old. So what a great dog, just a sweet, goofy dog who flounces around the shelter. He makes everybody happy. You come in contact with this dog and you're happy instantly. He's one of those dogs.
He just looks like a plug-in, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We don't know too much about his history, so we don't know.
Okay.
But he makes us happy.
Yeah.
We could plug him in at the SPCA. Yeah. He fit right in.
Do
the
a meet and greet.
Happiest fuzzball you'll ever meet. I mean, that's... For a lot of people, it's exactly what they're looking for.
That's right. That's right. Come on in and give him a chance. You know, we can't send him out on a doggy entourage. He's not an entourage dog because of how difficult he is on a leash. So as we're working with him on a harness, we can bring him outside of the SPCA with potential adopters and show you what to do with the harness. You know, it's not like we just say good luck with that as you're walking out the door. We want to help you make this a success. So if someone is interested, come on over. Let's walk outside the building with an umbrella today. Let's show you what to do with the harness and show you what he's doing and see if you're ready to handle it. You know, there are these training harnesses. And Susan, you had used one of those years ago.
Yep.
Didn't
and
you?
It's very beneficial.
I mean, some people have tremendous success. Some find that the use of these training harnesses are temporary. Some prefer
it was temporary for
your dog. Once they learn how to walk nicely, you don't need it anymore. Others prefer to use it the lifetime of the animal. So who knows? I look at this dog, and when I see him in person, I think he's worth it.
Yes.
Isn't he worth that little bit of extra learning there?
Just love his
look. What a great dog.
Oh, hey, we've had great luck finding homes for some of these news hounds recently,
let's go.
Zig Zagoon. You can see the photo over at WBEN.com, and this is a photo where I think does a pretty good
Ziggy.
Job.
Don't you think Ziggy is a nickname?
I would definitely use Ziggy.
Ziggy? Yeah.
And look at last week. Look at Dolph. 110 pounds, that dog, and he was home by Friday night after this segment.
There you go.
We could do this for Ziggy.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, now, Gina, currently the SPCA is not allowing dog admissions.
Right.
What's happening with that?
That announcement came late Friday. You know, we encourage people to really remember, when we talk about we are at capacity then people will walk in. You see maybe 10, 12 open dog kennels, a few open cat cages, and you say, well, gee, you said you were at capacity. We don't necessarily mean physical space. We mean at capacity regarding resources. So right now, we have, as of yesterday's morning rounds, we have about 230 animals that are not seen by the public. These are animals in foster care. These are animals being treated or being going through some behavior modification behind the scenes at the SPCA. Members of the public, generally, if you're not a volunteer, they're seeing the animals available for adoption at our site. They're not even thinking of the off-site animals that we're caring for that are up for adoption at various locations. So we are also an organization that deals with law enforcement. So when you consider that, you think, as has happened in recent weeks, in the blink of an eye, we will suddenly have 35 more animals to care for that are rescued from a cruelty case. Suddenly, 22 more dogs to care for that each has to be sedated before they can even be groomed, before we even start with exams. This takes time. These animals from these cases are not animals that you can turn around and put on an adoption floor. So we're working with those animals with the same number of staff members, same number of volunteers, same finite budget. Granted, with a lot of these cruelty cases, I do have to point out the community support that we receive in the form of donations and donated supplies. But even that sometimes is a fraction of what we're able to put into with these animals. So when you're working with an organization that deals with law enforcement and cruelty cases, some that we suspect will be resulting in bringing in several animals that we can't talk about publicly, we have to take steps to control that. We don't want to bring animals in only to have to euthanize them because of space. We're never going to go back to being that organization. Why not take control now? We're not an organization that is only responsible for rehoming. We are the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, so we have to put these animal rescues first.
Well, and
that was a lot.
But it's understood.
You need the space for that too. It's more than just kind of what you see and what would you call it? Customer facing or
people facing. What we call it. Exactly.
So there's a lot going on at the SPCA, and as always, you keep us up to date on social media and more at your SPCA, and that's where you could see the photo this morning or at WBEN of Ziggy, which I think Ziggy will find a new home.
I do too.
I'll keep you posted. Believe me, the minute I hear something.
All right, that's great. Well, thanks, Gina.
Thank you. Going
up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.